Authors write in solitude, and we read in solitude. I've always loved that, but I found myself starting to long for community in a more intimate and immediate way. I wanted to bring people together as stories were shared, craving the magnified power of a collective experience. The universe provided the most perfect opportunity, and I was beyond blessed to collaborate on Oprah Winfrey's The Life You Want tour. I spent 12 weeks on the road with hundreds of thousands of people, forming a collective heartbeat of hope and change. I joked it should have been called The Life I Want tour because I never wanted it to end. But when it did, I knew there was no going back for me. Something too big had shifted inside me. I yearned to turn up the volume on the voices our mainstream media culture wasn't often giving the microphone to. People of color, LGBTQIA+ people, disabled people, and people of all religious faiths. Out of that yearning, Together Live was born. A speaking tour featuring the storytelling of writers, poets, musicians, and performers of all sorts. Together Live aimed to share stories from a stage that featured a diverse group of people, mostly women and the occasional man, who shared a desire for a more compassionate, equal, and just world. We made sure the ticket prices were affordable so that everyone with a hungry heart would be welcome. We set sail in the fall of 2016, and for 4 years, our Traveling Love Rally, including the contributors in this anthology, communed with 50,000 kindred spirits. The word most often used to describe our event was life-changing. Life-changing. Yet all we did was sit on a couch on stage, share our wholehearted truths, and ask the audience to do the same. We entered every night as strangers in a new city and ended every night as a family, dancing, laughing, and crying together. When it became clear that we would not be able to gather in theaters around the country in 2020, many of the outrageously talented and generous souls who had participated in Together Live decided to share their stories in book form. This anthology is the result of this effort. The title, Hungry Hearts, came from Sumung Kid's essay, Women on the Loose, in which she describes a big hungry thing in her heart that was pushing her to write when she, quote, knew nothing about being a writer, end quote. Reading Sue's brilliant words, I wondered, what do our deepest hearts' desires say about who we are? What does the hunger in our hearts motivate us to do? When we listen to what our hearts have to say, what do we hear? The incredible essays in this collection offer a range of answers to these questions. This anthology features the work of an intersectional group of storytellers writing with their own unique perspectives, yet all sharing a desire to find purpose, community, and resilience in the face of heartbreak, discomfort, and fear. As a group, these contributors are wildly diverse, yet they all have a brave and compassionate open heart. And on our Together Live tour, despite our many differences and varied lived experiences, we became a road family. Turns out that Disney World ride was right. It is a small world after all. As a culture, we've learned a lot about division, loss, and change. Yet when all else falls away, we have our stories and we have one another. Full stop. My hope is that as you read each person's vulnerable truth, you'll be given courage to share your own. As you remember the confusion, shame, and fear of a moment when unsuspectingly your world turned upside down, like it did for me with my yellow legal pad pressed to my chest, you will take a chance and share it, perhaps with someone who looks nothing like you. You'll see firsthand what I mean by magic. I believe in my bones that authentic storytelling is a radical act of love that can connect and heal our fractured world. For it to work, we need your story too. Together we rise.